Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home.
Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot. My co-host over there is Jim DeRogatis. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon. Now, we have more music than we can possibly play on the regular Sound Opinions show, so we need these bonus podcasts to unload all the greatness that we hear every week.
You know, we are
pulling from the memory bank, from our youth, wherever the case may be.
We could really do this show every waking hour of of our week, right? You know, I mean, because we're always talking about music. Whenever you and I see each other, we're talking about music. Right? We should just have a tape recorder around our neck at all times.
Well, absolutely. So, Jim, give us a little hint about what you're going to play for us this week.
Well, this is a very cheesy way to talk about music. You only ever see, like, Rigs of Dad kind of guitar center guys say this word, right? But I'm going to talk, Greg, about a band that really cooked on stage.
Oh boy, I thought you were going to say shreds, but
no, it's about cooking.
Okay,
brother.
We're going to talk about cooking in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, Lemonade Shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
All right, we're back with Jim DeRogatis. He's going to do some cooking for us on a desert island. What song is it you're going to play for us, Jim?
Greg, I'm going to set the scene first. I'm going to the Bologna New Wave Punk Rock Festival on April 2nd, 1979. This is, the wonderful, beloved country for me of Italy, celebrating these new sounds. 1979, been blowing up in England and New York, 77, 78, and the premier punk rock band of the day in Italy is going to have the biggest stage it ever had. One by one, the members of this band bring out a kitchen table, a television, a refrigerator, and a hot plate, a huge pot of water. They boil some spaghetti. Then they sit down and eat it. And then they say, thank you, good night, and they leave the stage. I heard about this story, and I said,
oh my God,
there is no way that the music matches that performance art. And soon enough, you fall down the rabbit hole, right? I needed some absurdism. Skiantos, Skiantos, is a band that formed in Bologna in 1975, equally inspired by punk rock, and so they were ahead of the curve, right? Mm-hmm. 75. Punk rock and the absurdist, Dadaist, surrealist humor of Monty Python's Flying Circus. Are they comedy? Are they punk? Are they both? Yeah. They put out several albums. Now, I'm not going to say these are great. At times, they veer into Frank Zappa, Mothers of Invention, weirdness for weirdness' sake, except for the fact they can't really play, right? You know, so it's brutal, a couple of chord rock, sometimes with some silly vocals. And I am told, because I didn't listen to Grandma Rose, she tried to teach me to speak Italian, and I never, you know, I am told that some of the lyrics are rather risque. I'm going to play a song, though, from their, in quotes, most popular album, second record of their career, Monotono, in 1978. It is Pesto Duro, which translates to hard pesto, and so there's some sort of slightly naughty reference in there. You know, Pesto Duro, I don't know. You know, and this is great, because this is 1978, and it's the same year that Devo, one of your all-time favorite bands, releases its cover of Satisfaction. Mm-hmm. So the sexual metaphor, pasto and pasta, pesto and pasta and pesto duro, and then they just kind of break into Satisfaction for little bits and pieces in the middle of this song, and then they go back to their clangor and just noise, right? To my amazement, although I heard about a band that played spaghetti, it made spaghetti. That was their set, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm looking at these guys have like a dozen albums. They are still in existence.
Yeah.
You know, somebody dies and somebody new joins, right? Only in Italy. Right? You got to understand Italy, right? You know, only in Italy. They never made it, but we have fun. The Italian response to every challenge in life is, you know, don't worry about it. Have some wine. This is the oral equivalent of that. But, you know, revved up. I love it. Skiantos, Pesto Duro on Sound Opinions. Pesto Duro by Skiantos. Our ace fact checkers, our beloved producers, are saying, Jim, you left some ingredients out of pesto. You know, what else was it supposed to be? Hard, you know, Parmesan cheese. Yeah, look, Alex, per Grandma Rose, whatever goes into any Italian dish is what you feel like at the moment.
It's the love. It's the love that goes in. Yeah.
Have some more wine.
That's right.
And throw whatever you want in
what
the sauce.
What are you worried about?
Right. You know, I can't say that this is a good band or a good song, but I just had to tell that story.
Sometimes you need a little insanity in your life, right?
Don't you?
Musical insanity, anyway.
Yeah.
The best kind. So that's it for this bonus episode. To support Sound Opinions, become a member on Patreon and connect with other listeners in our Facebook group.
Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our social media consultant is Katie Cott.